first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, what a pleasure and an honor to be here doing Spouting Off. And we have a special going. I'm not selling you anything at the moment, but we are welcoming the Salem Network of Stations here to Spouting Off, and we welcome you. Yes, I'm Karen Cataline, and we've been doing this show for, way more than 5 years now, and the news just gets more astonishing all the time. What's on tap for today? We have a couple of super guests, and things seem to be, we are getting some good news right now, and boy, it's a long time coming. No, we're not going to make a profit out of Elon Musk, but boy, oh boy, is he causing trouble for the left. Hopefully, you know, this is a vision of things to come, just when you think, a lot like Purim, you know, that holiday that we celebrate where we read the book of Esther, just when you think all is lost, someone comes across with a piddly little $44 million and they buy Twitter, and the left loses their minds. And what do? They go full George Orwell on us. Do they learn a lesson and realize that you cannot have the United States of America without the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of redressing grievances to your government, and all the five pillars that belong in the First Amendment? A lot of people think it's only about free speech, but you can't have, just like we heard in our opener, free speech without, I mean, you can't have liberty or a free country, excuse me, I'm saying it backwards, without the freedom of speech. So what did the left do? Well, first, they went bonkers. They lost their cookies. And whenever the left, the radical left, which controls the Democrat Party, loses their cookies, it means something good is happening. You know, because they always lose their cookies. But what have they done? Did they say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have gone so far as to completely try to shut down, censor our political opponents, go after them like a third world banana republic? No, they didn't do that. They decided to create a ministry of truth in the government. They went full George Orwell on us. Really? Is this communist China? Make no mistake about it. That's exactly what they're trying to turn it into. Before we go there, though, I have a little audio to play you just to get you to give you an idea that if, in fact, you thought that there was any kind of propaganda media going on, you are right. If you think there's a coordinated propaganda in the media and you're being told what and how to think, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're extremely dangerous to our democracy. How do we know? Because all of the voices I'm about to play you are independent, not independent, separate voices. These are separate voices. There's video that goes along with this. You're extremely dangerous to our democracy. Don, our esteemed producer, let's hear this.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Can you believe that? Now, it reminds me, you know, I used to be in the musical theater and acting and so forth. And you see like those amateur actors looking in the mirror, trying to have a million ways to say the one line that they're going to say in their big movie debut, all the different ways they can say it. Well, guess what? This is their line. And these propaganda media stand-ins for reporters, because they're not in the media at all, they're in the propaganda business, had a million ways to say the same thing. Now, the question is, who gave them the line? I don't know. We could speculate about that. But if you think for 1 minute that this isn't propaganda media, you're kidding yourself. And I don't think you are. Now, what is so extremely dangerous to our democracy? The fact that Elon Musk, who they used to love last Thursday, the left, now is desperately horrified that one man bought, with a mere $44 billion, Twitter, and is now opening it up, and he believes in the freedom of speech. Once upon a time, the left claimed, at least, liberals, we're finding out who they really are, and a lot of helpers in the Republican Party as well, who are not what they profess to be. We're living in extraordinary, wonderful times in which people are being exposed for who they really are. It's not pretty, it's ugly, but people are indeed being exposed. So what is extremely dangerous? That one man bought Twitter with what used to be our free market, and is opening it up and reinstating the town hall of ideas, which is what Elon Musk said. Now, the left used to love him because he made electric cars. He still does. And they're losing their cookies because what? They've been exposed as being against free speech. How do we know? We know because people like our 44th president are giving speeches about what purists they are about the First Amendment. I wrote a piece about this at KarenCatalin.com. Actually, it's one of the shortest pieces I probably have ever written, called Double Talk on Free Speech. Our 44th president, you know, the one before Donald Trump, Barack Obama, gave a speech at Stanford on what a purist he was about the First Amendment. But he went on to tell us, as we saw, he must have gotten the memo, or maybe he was giving the memo, the fact that Elon Musk bought Twitter is a danger to our democracy, as we heard. Now, isn't that double talk? Because on the one hand, he's saying that ideas and information and the marketplace of ideas are dangerous. He's saying that, this is what he said, saying that the First Amendment can produce a healthier society, but that the First Amendment is a check on the power of the state, but that misinformation is dangerous. In fact, the former president said, quote, people are dying due to disinformation on social media, pointing to the COVID-19 pandemic. So I ask you, here's the question. And Elizabeth Warren, you know, Pocahontas, she too was horrified that there's too much power in the hands of, there's going to be too much power in the hands of Elon Musk, because he wants to open up the marketplace of ideas to everyone, not just to the government. So my question to Elizabeth Warren and to President Barack Obama is, and who will be the check on the government? Who will be the check on people who have appointed themselves Lord and master over the rest of us in deciding what is and is not disinformation? See, that's the part of all of this double talk that you never, ever get to hear. It's what they don't say that you should be paying most attention to, I'd say. It's what they don't say, which is, I have appointed myself the king of knowing what is and is not disinformation, and therefore nobody else should be allowed to disagree. In fact, people will die if you disagree with me. And we got to take a break. We will be back with our first guest, John Kunz, right after this. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Maybe you need an objective opinion from someone other than one of your friends or family members. Ask Aunt Emma. She's a former therapist who will give you terrific advice. But whatever you decide to do is always up to you. That's right. Get anonymous, private, and confidential advice on matters of communication, love, and life. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or at liveadvice.com. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma or go to liveadvice.com. And you can connect with Ask Aunt Emma directly at an affordable rate per minute. Ask Aunt Emma. The rest is up to you.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born.
so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. And we are delighted to have someone, and I believe he is in China right now. He's the author of three previously published novels, including China Fortunes, Ballad of a Tin Man, and South of the Clouds. He writes stories derived from his personal experiences. And when he's not doing that, he's a financier and industrialist. Cannot wait to talk to him about what is going on in China and his new book. His name is John Kunz. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Welcome, John, to Spouting Off. You're with Karen Cataline.
Thanks, Karen. Great to be here. And yes, you pronounced my name very well. Thank you.
That's good. So am I right that we are speaking to you now from China? You're in China right now.
Well, actually, I'm on the front line of China creep, Karen, in an island called Bougainville in the South Pacific. So we're staring at what is the future if we don't wake up in terms of China. But I'm a little offshore. I've spent my career in China, but I'm here in Bougainville where we're on kind of the front line.
Wow. Tell us more about that, as long as you brought it up, about how it is that, you know, we used to say during the Cold War that Russia was imperialistic, and you're more than alluding to the fact that that's exactly what's going on with China. Tell us more about that.
Well, the way you put it is exactly what's happening. These things tend, as you know, to be developed by personalities. Xi Jinping, who is currently the president of the Chinese Communist Party and the leader of China, is no different in that regard. I've actually met Xi Jinping, not when he was the leader of the country, but earlier. And he has a grand ambition to return China to what he imagines is its rightful place in the world, which is the center of the earth. That's actually what China means in Mandarin, the middle kingdom. And that's what he wants China to be. And to do that,
wake up and
he's got to protect. He's got to protect his flanks from people like the United States. So what he's trying to do is the same thing in the Pacific that Japan did in the 1930s, which is command the island posts in the first, second, and third island chains. So that's what China is up to here, and it doesn't bode well for the democratic world.
No, it doesn't. And we've also heard, we don't have a lot of time with you, I apologize, that we hear that China is buying up farmland in the United States of America. Comment on that, and then
sure.
I want to ask you about Shanghai and what is happening with this COVID tyranny that's going on there. So much to discuss. Tell us about the farms.
Yeah. You know, China, no one who's made any money in China, Karen, wants to keep it in China. Their goal is to get it out. And just like everybody else around the world, they want to get their investment capital into the United States of America. And for example, back in the so-called Great Recession, when there were excellent property values across the United States, there were busloads of Chinese people acquiring properties, motels, hotels, office developments, single-family houses, et cetera. That hasn't changed. I think you're probably aware that the farmland prices have skyrocketed in the United States.
Yes.
I mean, from $10,000 an acre or so just a few years ago to, I understand, I'm here in Bougainville with an engineer from Iowa who's telling me farmland prices are now at $22,000 an acre. And a lot of that is because of foreign capital like Chinese. capital. Wow. In terms of Shanghai, it's actually, as you know, I'm sure, Karen, it's spread something like 40% of the People's Republic of China, some 40% of the eastern cities are now under lockdown, including Shanghai, where, as you know, they haven't been allowed out of their apartments in over a month. That is due to the same grandiose grandiose plans in the form of Xi Jinping. He's determined to show, first of all, his people, but also the world, that their solution for COVID worked. And of course, we now know in the Western world, you can't control this disease. It's in the air. It's going to get around. The minute you control one variant, another springs up. So he's looking right now like he's lost the battle, but he's not going to give up, and it's going to really start impacting his country. It could lead to real duress in China, and something that might even temporarily, at least, shake up the guy's stability. But
you know what, John, I can't help but wonder. Just like everything that we are seeing today, nothing is ever what it appears to be. The motive they give is never what the motive is. To rob people of their freedom, to keep people prisoners in their homes for a virus that we know is 99.86% non-lethal for most people, there's got to be another motive for this, to flex his tyrannical muscles. What is your, I know it's speculation, but what are you thinking here is really going on to show the world what, that they can subjugate their own people? We've certainly seen that. Anyway, they don't have to prove it to us, and they certainly want to import that to the rest of the world, export that, excuse me, to the rest of the world. What do you think in being there?
Karen, I think that's how it started out with Xi Jinping. And don't forget, it was only a short time ago that a lot of our corporate media was congratulating Xi Jinping for a good strategy, because we were suffering from COVID and it looked like he had licked it. The real thing with Xi Jinping is, yes, he cares what the rest of the world thinks, but he really cares, and his stability and his control comes from what the Chinese people think. And basically, he's gone on record in saying, this is our strategy. We're going to have a zero COVID strategy for China. And
this
guess what?
Preposterous.
He's wrong. He's not able to control it. And it's really costing China a lot by him continuing to utilize this strategy.
Yeah. John, with only a minute or two left, tell us about your book. They Call Me Ishmael. I think I've heard that line before. And your book is called They Call Me Ishmael.
Yeah, well, actually, Call Me Ishmael is the opening line of Moby Dick, as you
know. That's what I was
thinking.
Your audience
knows, but, yeah, but Ishmael is a legendary character. He's a real guy. I don't mean to say character. I should say a legendary person. In Bougainville, where I'm speaking to you and your audience from now, it's an island in the South Pacific. Bougainville was racked by civil war with its parent country.
I apologize. We're going to have to speed it up because we have only about 20 seconds before the end of the segment. Forgive me. Tell everybody where they can find your book so we can wrap this up.
They can buy my book at Amazon. It's called They Call Me Ishmael. They can buy it at Amazon, or they can contact me at my website, which is John D. Kuhns, K-U-H-N-S, at
com. We so appreciate having you. Best of luck, and thanks for reporting on what's really going on in China. John Kuhns there,
You're welcome, Karen.
They Call Me Ishmael. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more on Spouting Off.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Share healthcare. How can I
help? I missed the deadline.
What deadline?
The healthcare deadline. I'm locked out.
We don't have any deadlines at Share Healthcare. You can enroll with us at any time.
Oh, but can I afford it?
Share Healthcare programs start at $149 a month.
Less than $5 a day. Can I keep my doctor?
Absolutely. Pick your own doctor and hospital.
Amazing. How do I join?
Just visit sharehealthcare.com.
Sharehealthcare.com.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Now back to Spouting Off.
Yep, that's me, Karen Cataline. So glad to have you along with us, and so glad to have the Salem Network of stations along with us to add to some of our other ones. We are growing here on Spouting Off. Just a few notes about what I started out talking about in the first, at the beginning of the hour. We call that Spouting Off, you see, and it is so valuable to sort of rebrand the idea of spouting off as something positive. Yes, it's usually considered negative, just like my name, Karen, is considered negative. But spouting off means that you say what's on your mind uncensored. You don't censor yourself. You say what's on your mind. Now, I'm not against diplomacy. Diplomacy is fine. It's great to be diplomatic. But if you are running around censoring everything you say because by God, you might offend someone. And this gives me an opportunity just to make this connection here. Proof positive that the left plays the long game. It was only a couple years ago when we heard the left creating this new, they're always creating words, but we created one in response called being a snowflake. Remember, not so long ago, you don't hear it anymore about being a snowflake, but all of a sudden, sort of out of nowhere, but always planned and orchestrated, everyday human beings were supposed to be extra careful with microaggressions and making sure that we didn't offend anybody because the left suddenly became giant snowflakes. As a matter of fact, they even wanted and still do today call you and want to hit you. I've seen video. They want to hit you if you, quote, misgender them. They tell you how they would like to be referred to. And if you use the wrong he, they, or me, whatever, you know, I saw a video in which somebody, a transgender, went in and started vandalizing a convenience store because someone called him a him instead of a her. Now, oddly enough, it is okay for them to mischaracterize us, you know, people who live in the real world. But the point here is that when they created snowflakes, when we called them snowflakes, because after all, the Constitution doesn't guarantee your right not to be offended. But in the left world, you're supposed to censor yourself before they get around to censoring you. That seemed to have been the precursor to what we've got now, which is, are you ready? Are you sitting down? The Ministry of Truth. Elon Musk says he's for free speech. And what do these boys and girls do? They create a ministry of truth to put themselves in control of what is and isn't true. Haven't they been lying to us 24/7 already? Yep, that's why they need to control what you read and what you hear and what you think. They have now succeeded in telling you that words and ideas are dangerous if they don't agree with us. That's a funny one. Those so terrified of being offended. This is the other thing, okay? It is those that were losing their cookies about Elon Musk trying to restore free speech on Twitter that have been most horrified of being offended. Think about it. The people that are the most horrified of being offended, and I know this is a little twisted, have been the most intolerant and unkind and offensive to others. Their incessant lecturing falls on deaf ears because they've been exposed as pro-censorship. So long as they get to decide what's dangerous and say whatever they want. That is what is so interesting. We have to censor your speech to protect free speech. Isn't that a little like the bizarre sentence that George W. Bush said? We have to suspend the free market in order to save the free market. My God, if I didn't know better, I would think that he was part of the establishment of the conservative. No, he's not conservative. The elite who are trying to create a brave new world today. Now, in response to all of that, what we have is people getting behind. We are excited and thrilled that somebody with $44 billion is going to restore the voices of everyone. And make no mistake, there's only been one side of the aisle, if you're talking conservative and liberal, that has tried to shut down its opposition. And it isn't conservatives. So in response to this, a Texas landowner decided to offer Elon Musk 100 free acres with one single stipulation, since we were talking about farmland right before, and that's this. This week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk reached a deal with Twitter, and a farmer, his name is Jim Schwertner, told Musk he could have 100 acres of land for free if only he will build the new headquarters for Twitter in Texas. How about that? We are seeing the kind of voting with your feet that lets us know that we still do have a free country and that we are paying attention to what's going on in our state. There's a lot of good reasons for Elon Musk to move to the state of Texas. And I believe I'm going to ask our engineer extraordinaire who voted with his feet. He moved with his twin brother at BBS Radio, our home station here, and moved from California to Texas. And so did Musk move his Tesla headquarters from California to Texas. So I'm going to bring on our engineer, Don Newsom. Tell me about you and your brother. Do you think Elon Musk ought to take that deal of 100 free acres of Texas land to move Twitter to Texas? You did. You didn't get 100 free acres, though.
Right. Thank you for bringing me on to Spouting Off. I love the name. I love the program. You know, if I got 100 acres, I would definitely have taken that. I mean, hey, who'd offer me 100 acres? But I wish they would. But to be honest, it's worth moving here even without getting anything. I mean, Texas is the place to be. I've lived all around, even in Europe, all throughout the United States. And there's no place more friendly, more industrious, more genuine than Texas in this entire country. That's my thoughts. And coming from California, double that.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you know, come on to Texas, don't mess with us, but don't bring your politics with you.
Right.
Because it looks like Texas and Florida and other conservative states are flourishing while states with a monopoly of leftist power are deteriorating like Texas. Now, a lot of people don't know this, and you're my engineer, so you have to tell me. I know I got a break coming up, but you and your brother sustain an amazing amount of losses because you lost your studio in Paradise, California, but you're taking action by investing in Texas real estate too, aren't you?
Right. I mean, even though we've been flooded out of our homes and burned out of our homes, had quite a few, you know, we've had three major, issues living in homes. We still are buying homes now in Texas, and we feel that's a great investment. I mean, property here is only going to appreciate, I think, as the left starts to ruin the other states. People are going to continue to move out, and that's going to last for maybe another decade. And more people are catching on all the time. My friends, family members, people I don't know and have made acquaintances with have all been moving out of these leftist states because they just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Well, thank God that people have resources and the ability to do that. And as I have so often said, freedom is a moral imperative. That's why it is so wonderful to live in a country that was built and based upon freedom. Well, we have to take a break, I know. At least that's what my clock tells me. Ah, there's the music. Thank you, Don Newsom, for coming on the air to talk to us a little bit.
My pleasure.
And thank you. He's always doing double duty. When we come back, I'll have some final thoughts for you here on Spouting Off and a way that you can communicate with me. Stay tuned.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Maybe you need an objective opinion from someone other than one of your friends or family members. Ask Aunt Emma. She's a former therapist who will give you terrific advice. But whatever you decide to do is always up to you. That's right. Get anonymous, private, and confidential advice on matters of communication, love, and life. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or at liveadvice.com. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma or go to liveadvice.com. And you can connect with Ask Aunt Emma directly at an affordable rate per minute. Ask Aunt Emma. The rest is up to you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look through your children's eyes and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sign up for Karen's newsletter and read her columns at KarenCataline.com. Now back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Thank you for staying with us. We are so delighted to use this show, I guess, to at least express our First Amendment rights and to further the whole notion of the free expression of ideas. The other thing I like to do is, because we're living in astonishingly trying and difficult times, it's great, to my way of thinking, that it is leading people not away from their faith, but to their faith. And because we are a religiously pluralistic country, that is a good thing. I think our founders always knew that not only was this a Judeo-Christian country, and you heard, yeah, I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, but the tolerance and diversity that the left talks about doesn't ever seem to apply to people of faith. And yet our founders were all about that, about tolerance for people to be able to practice their faith as they see fit. The other thing that's so important to my way of thinking is that people of faith are a massive threat to tyrannical regimes. They always have been, and they always will be. Just like Hebrew National, people of faith, we answer to a higher authority. Yes, we follow the laws of the Constitution, but we don't consider the government God. We have people today who seem to be placing themselves, casting themselves in the role of God. And they're not just God in their own universe, which I guess is their prerogative, although consequences are still consequences, but they want to be God in your universe and in mine. And that's why tyrannical, Marxist, socialist regimes always need to put down and even make illegal, believe it or not, there's nothing new under the sun, people of faith. Anyway, towards the last part of the show, it's always good, whether an interview or not, to talk about some good news, because it's easy to get discouraged today, but there is some really good news happening. We've been talking about the Elon Musk buyout. A little bit of schadenfreude, if you don't know what that is. Schadenfreude means taking pleasure in the misfortune of others. And many people feel really, really bad about that, unless the others we're talking about are people that deserve to be who deserve consequences. They've been stomping all over others with no consequences, and somehow consequences are being meted out, either, shall we say, by God or by others. Twitter's top lawyer cried during meeting with Elon Musk buyout report because he was so horrified. "It's terrible," one woman proclaimed. "I can't even," the woman told the therapist in a video, "I have literally lost my ability to even communicate." So that's a little schadenfreude there. But here's another one. you know, Amazon is a very efficient company. But interestingly enough, the woke companies that we see and hear are not immune to the Biden inflation that is gripping the nation. It's not. Jeff Bezos and Amazon in the first quarter lost $3.8 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, as warehouse and fuel costs soar. So they're not immune from the Biden economy that they helped create. We all know that they are a woke company. And there are others. I just downloaded a very interesting article, believe it or not, about that very, very thing, the go woke, go broke. And they're losing money. Amazon is, and so is Disney. I don't have time to go into that one. What a heartbreaker. What a heartbreaker that is. Disney, a company that is dedicated, has been a history of being dedicated to wholesome family entertainment, haven't just gone woke. They've gone into the sexualization of children business and using their vast resources to do so. And guess what? Disney's losing huge money too. The left said that was just a debunked story that Disney is losing money. But the truth is that it is indeed the truth that Disney is losing tons of money in the stock market. I don't have the figures right in front of me. But the other go broke, go woke, go broke companies are not also doing very well in the Biden economy, including Amazon, Comcast Cable, AT&T, Nike, Meta, that's Facebook, that wants to monitor your every move, as most communists do, and Bank of America, just to name a few. So that is among the good news, among the pieces of good news. There is other good news, and we have to balance it out with all of the stunning amounts of usurpations, to coin a phrase, that the left has been doing. I guess the best news as we wrap this show up for this week is that the astonishing amount of moves towards tyranny in this country that we are seeing in our lifetime, it's not as if this happened last week. It's just more brazen. It's just more out in the open than it ever has been. And in a strange and twisted way, that is good news. Because when you shine the light of truth on something ugly and dark, you have a much better chance of dealing with it than when it is hidden. So that's my thought for this day. Thank you so much for joining us here on Spouting Off. And we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of Spouting Off on our many, many stations here. We appreciate it. And remember, it's good to spout off.